Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about today on this beautiful Veterans Day. And God bless our troops and the families and those who have sacrificed and are currently sacrificing. But we still got to work today. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, marijuana users have now been found to have changes in their brain consistent with brain shrinkage. Do pot users, consistent pot users, really lose part of their brain? We're going to talk about that study. We're also going to talk about how an investigation has seen that a lot of mistakes were made with the Joan Rivers case when she was going for routine endoscopy. And we'll talk about what mistakes were made and why her daughter is, of course, livid. Understandably so, but we'll talk about why mistakes like that get made and very commonly. We'll also talk about how we'll talk about how my computer does not want to work on Veterans Day. All right. There's a video that has been surfacing and going viral of somebody who secretly videotaped the hotel housekeeper. And the hotel housekeeper was going through his luggage, going through his laptop, Kindle, whatever. And we'll talk about that and what type of privacy you have in a hotel room. And it was supposed to be a main branch, a very common branch, or not branch. What's it called? Franchise? Okay. And then the doctor who has Ebola and had gone, bowling and, subwaying for 11 days after he got back, the Doctors Without Borders, thank God, is now Ebola-free. Still can't have sex for a few months, but he is Ebola-free. Had played the banjo, from what we heard, keeping himself, company. But so far, I think that should be it for people with Ebola in the United States. I think so far we're good. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this is interesting. Veterans Day. I always love looking up fun facts, and I found this on AcroDepost.com. And, a lot of you guys already know these, but some of these you don't. So let me just kind of go through them, because it is Veterans Day, and it's a very, very, very awesome day. One of my favorite days because I get to hug a lot of people. You see a veteran, you give them a hug, you give them a kiss. Yeah, they are anybody in the military. Remember, Veterans Day was once known as Armistice Day. Okay? Apparently there was the armistice between Germany and the Allied nations on what day? It was November 11th, but back in 1918. All right? It was known as the armistice ending on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. World War I actually ended June 28th, 1919 during the Treaty of Versailles. So the first armistice day was then acknowledged November 11th, 1919. Now, Armistice Day was later changed to Veterans Day by World War II because World War II needed to enroll and immobilize veterans. So Armistice Day, World War I was responsible for Armistice Day, but we ended up calling it Veterans Day after World War II. You get that? All right. Apparently, we were supposed to observe it at 11 a.m. I guess at 11 a.m., business would stop at 11 a.m. You didn't have the day off originally. Just 11 a.m., people who were open would just stop doing business at 11 a.m. to honor the 11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th day, etc. All right? So, for those of us that are working today, they maybe at 11 o'clock we just kind of stop, find the nearest veteran or military personnel and give them a big juicy hug and kiss. November 11th is supposed to be both state and federal holidays, even though some kids are in school today. Makes my day nicer when my kids are in school. All right, now let me see here. Okay, on June 1, 1954, that's when Veterans Day got its name. Armistice Day was changed to Veterans Day. Okay, and let me see what else we got with scoop here. They said Disney made films for during World War II. Each branch of the U.S. government, Disney was involved in most of those. Yeah, it sounded like it with the music. You know, you have that. There's like a trumpet in the background. All right. They said 90% of Disney employees worked in making the propaganda and training videos during World War II. That's a fun fact. I don't know. I'm just reading this from here, so I can't confirm it, but that makes sense to me. Now they say that we have about 1.6 female veterans. It's kind of interesting. They said between 1971 and 1977, Veterans Day was celebrated on the fourth Monday in October. Then it was changed back to its original date due to General, back in 1978, due to, it was Gerald Ford's, I think, signing. Now, Arlington National Cemetery has a ceremony on Veterans Day, you know, to honor those who died. The ceremonies are usually held around the Tomb of the Unknowns at 11 a.m. November 11th. All right. And apparently there is most presidents will put a wreath on. There's supposed to be a unknown soldier that was buried. His identity is unknown. And every year the president or high ranking member of the government lays a wreath on his grave. That's pretty cool. They say Raymond Weeks, a World War II veteran, came up with the idea to honor all veterans on November 11th, not just the ones who died World War I. Now, many people confuse Veterans Day with Memorial Day. Memorial Day is supposed to kind of remember those who died, their service to the country, especially those who died in battle. Veterans Day acknowledges everybody in the military, whether it's wartime or peacetime, etc. As of 2009, they said there were 21.9 million veterans. Now, what is the average income for most veterans? As of 2009, 5 years ago, it was only $35,000 a year. Not that good. All right? They said the word veteran comes from the nomenclature, old, experienced soldier. Okay? So some of you guys are like 32 and you're veterans. Yeah, you're old. God bless you guys for it, though. They say California has more U.S. military veterans than any other state. So thank you. That was really nice from ArcDepots.com. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's hit some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we know Joan Rivers had passed, unfortunately, at the age of 81 on September 4th at Mount Sinai Hospital. She had been at Yorkville Endoscopy Clinic earlier. On August 28th, and from what we hear, there's a report that's pretty alarming coming out of the New York Department of Health and Human Services that had released that today, that there was a huge amount of errors that were done, one of which, how Joan Rivers was not weighed before the anesthetic propofol was given, and how there was only authorization for one procedure, not the three that were carried out. And so, you know, I was asked today, by some of you that saw this, you know, what's going on? What should have been the protocol? Why would something like this be happening in this day and age? Well, there's a lot of it's, you know, when somebody unfortunately dies and you go back, okay, it's very easy to find mistakes. And I'm not saying, I'm not defending anything that happened. I mean, you know, when you look at this going, really, people, really? But I see how they could have happened. Like, for example, all right, authorizations, okay? Not everything that was done was consented by the patient. Now, I don't see a lot of celebrities or I get called by many people who are celebrities, pseudo-celebrities, real celebrities, right? People that think they're celebrities, but they aren't. And they come in, and sometimes they don't even want to come in. Like, call this in for me. I can't. I'm not your doctor. You know, I got to do everything by the book. You got to be a patient. No. Dr. Dolly, come on. We know each other. Just can't you just call something in? No, I can't. I need you to see me. Okay? All right, I'll come in and see. All right, you know, inject this. Do this. Well, you know what? Let me have you. You're not going to make me sign anything. Come on, really? Come on. It's me. No, I need you to sign something. I have become very well known as the prude, okay, of Las Vegas celebrities because I do not in terms of my being a celebrity, but the celebrity doctor, because I do not treat them differently. All right. They are going to get the same care and the same attention as my regular non-celebrity patients do. And they're going to have to sign the paperwork. They're going to have to sign the consents. They are going to have to weigh themselves. Oh, you're not weighing me. You're not that. No, I don't know. Okay, Joan Rivers, you know, bless her soul. You know, I could see she and I kind of argue with each other, and she put me in my place. All right? You know, she's 81, Jewish, telling me half her age. Right? You're going to tell me what to do? Oh, sorry, ma'am. I still get that way with some of my patients. I'm sorry, sir. I just had to ask. All right? But then I had to grow some cojones and go, look, I can't do the procedure. I can't do it. Now, I'm not saying she denied or she gave them a hard time. But what I'm saying is I see this all the time. All right? People want things done without going, you know, through all the paperwork. And I'm not saying by any means this is Joan Rivers' fault. What I'm saying is if somebody looks at what happened, I can see a scenario that happens very, very commonly with celebrities. And even, you know, even regular patients who know me from either Facebook or whatever, then they come in as patients, okay, so they think we're best friends because we're on Facebook. We're not. You know what? You could do this. Just write antibiotics for the family. Oh, just do this. Or, no, I can't. All right? And then, you know, let's say you have a personal physician. So she had her personal ENT. Okay? We have no idea if there was a conversation between the two. Right? Did Joan Rivers ask her personal ENT, can you be there? You know, they're going in for a scope, checking the intestinal lining. But while I'm going through all that, I got a busy schedule. Can you take a peek? You know, and again, I'm just guessing. All right? Because, you know, it doesn't make sense how a doctor that isn't technically involved in that situation would come, show up, whatever. However, I've seen this asked. Dr. Dahlia, can you be there? You know, take off the mole while I'm under. Well, I can't take off the mole because I don't have privileges in that surgical center. I can't just do that. And remember, an older individual, somebody like Joan Rivers, who was 81, or who, let's say, is currently 81, they remember what doctors were like 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Well, hell yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll stop by your house, I'll drain the abscess, I'll bring over your medicine. This way you don't have to come to the office. Let me do that. You know, like a handyman. All right? I was trained by a doctor who did that and would say, look, on the way home, can you drop this off? Okay? I mean, that's how I was trained, but you can't do that anymore. So you have somebody who's old school going, I don't understand, why can't you just be there so I don't have to go through two separate procedures, two separate propofols, two separate going unders, anesthesia, you know, just go there. If you see something, just take care of it. It's logical. And your older individuals, your old school people that remember the way medicine was, will ask of that. And us younger doctors have to go, no, I'm sorry, we can't. We have to get authorization. We have to do this. It's so cold. It's so impersonal. It's so tedious. It's so redundant. But It's so necessary. Now, okay, did they weigh her? Why didn't the anesthesiologist weigh her? Now, I remember every time I've had to go for surgery, you get weighed. And sometimes that scale is smack in the middle of the nursing area, and I'm like, really? Really? You know, and then you hear the beep, 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 beep. 125. Oh, 125. Really? I weigh a whole 125. I'm not telling you my real weight. No way. So, you know, I didn't want to weigh myself in public. I didn't want to weigh myself. But, I had to do it. So, I mean, what if there was the conversation? And we don't know what the conversation was. Miss Rivers, could you please step on the scale? Oh, you're not making me do that. There's no way I'm stepping on the scale. All right, ma'am. All right, all right, all right. You see what I mean? But if nothing's in writing, if nothing is documented, if nothing, then there's no protection. I mean, this endoscopy center is going to get sued, and they have a lot of explaining to do. They do. All right, now, what if they didn't ask? Why wouldn't they ask? Now, usually doctors and anesthesiologists, they could tell your weight by looking at you. It's not the smartest thing to do, but they can. I remember I was in a car accident, and it was in the middle of the highway on the way from L.A. to Las Vegas, and I was a little out of it. And there was a nurse that had run out to, make sure I was okay while they were calling the paramedics. They go, yeah, she looks like she's about 65 kilos. You know, and I'm like, really? I look that much? But he was right on the money. I was about 135 pounds, 140 pounds. So I know now I'm only 125. And I'm like, damn, he's good. But you can't. I mean, you know, when you're in medicine, and I'm not saying that's okay, but a lot of times you can look at a person, you already can, you know, you could pretty much guess. Women, it's a little bit harder, you know, than men. But when you look at somebody enough, you know, you could guess. Now, when we're talking propofol, you know, you really want exact, especially when you're dealing with an 81-year-old. But so there are going to be a couple scenarios. One is she refused to get weighed, or two, the anesthesiologist looked at her. They had documentation of weight. And maybe her weight has been the same for years. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Dr. Gwen Corvin was the ENT, all right? She had gone in, and I believe she had started to do the NPL, laryngoscopy, where it goes up from the nose, down, go into the nose, down to the mouth. So apparently that was not consented. I think she started it, then she didn't have a clear view. So she stopped. Then the EGD, which was the esophageal gastroduodenoscopy, that was the one that was originally planned, went on, you know, to look into the stomach and the intestine. Then Dr. Corvin went back to do the second NPL. Okay? They said that there was an inconsistent log of the propofol dosage. They said she was given a total of 300 milligrams. And the clinic's anesthesiologist said this was a mistake and only 120 milligrams was administered. So there's some documentation errors. That's an issue. But the big thing they were really, really concerned about is that when her pulse dropped and her heart rate or her blood pressure dropped and then her pulse dropped, they said they took too long to intervene. Now, this stuff is supposed to be documented, you know, very, very religiously. And I don't obviously have the anesthesiology records, but this is something that they're investigating. But they said her blood pressure plunged from 85 to 49, and no pulse was recorded by 9:30 a.m. Then, of course, they tried to resuscitate her. Then they transferred her to Mount Sinai Hospital. Unfortunately, she was in a coma. And then, unfortunately, she died. So right now, the daughter, Melissa, is filing a multimillion-dollar medical malpractice and wrongful death lawsuit against Yorkville. These are very simple procedures that should be followed. It just, a lot of times, it doesn't happen that way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Britt writes, I've signed consents, and they always say I give consent to die. It's ludicrous. Can a person truly sign their rights away to live? I've always thought those consents were bull blank. Can't read it. Do they hold water? Okay, have you ever signed a consent? And it says, you know, you consent that you could die in it, you know? Yeah. I can't stand signing consents. very first consent I had a tumor on my ovary, and I had to go under. It was the very first surgery I've ever had, and I had to sign that I understand I could die in the procedure. And I'm like, I don't even want to sign. No, I'll pass. Well, we can't do the surgery if you don't sign. Well, but I don't want to sign that it's okay that I die. And I found that very, very, you know, concerning, you know, but, you know, I signed it anyway because I had to have the surgery. And I understood as a doctor myself why it had to be. But I, I've been a patient too. It stinks. It's pretty scary stuff. So why the, you know, you have a consent that you can die in the procedure? Because, you know, doctors have to cover themselves. So surgery centers have to cover themselves. Hospitals have to. If they're going to do a procedure on you, there's always a risk of death. Very rare risk. Very odd risk. Okay. Unique risk. But it could happen. You could react to the anesthesia like Joan Rivers did. You could, your heart could just stop. You could have an allergic reaction. You could bleed out. There's a variety of things that could happen. And, because again, you know, we're not God. We're doctors. We're man. We're going in and cutting on you to fix something. So most of your consents will have death in there. Now, how much does that protect you in a court of law? Well, some lawyers can just blow right through those, and others can't. Depends on how well written and what the circumstances were. So, like, for example, okay, you go and say, yes, you know, I am completely fine with you going in and doing an upper endoscopy to look at my stomach lining, etc. And yes, I consent, you know, that, you know, I will not, you know, hold you liable if I die in a procedure or whatever, however the consent is written. But if the doctor comes to work drunk, let's say, or the doctor decides to do something that really isn't standard for that, or he was too rough and poked through, or he tripped, I don't know, then there could be extenuating circumstances that the lawyer could make a case for and say, okay, now wait a second, you know, he consented to an actual endoscopy being done, you know, under false pretense. The doctor, you know, it was assumed the doctor was going to be sober. Or it was assumed the doctor was going to have skill. It was assumed, you know, my patient consented to a procedure done by a skilled physician that knew what they were doing. You know, and if the jury's like, oh my gosh, the doctor didn't know what he was doing, the doctor killed him, then that consent won't hold much. Okay? However, you go in for a procedure, and they go, now look, you know, we're going to be giving you propofol, so, you know, you could react to the propofol, you could do this, there could be some bleeding from this, you could get an infection, you know, et cetera. You have atrial fibrillation, so your heart can unfortunately go into atrial fibrillation. Do you understand each piece? Okay, and you consent, and you're of sound mind as you're filling this out, you know, and you know, we're going to do the best we can. We understand that there's a witness, you know, that went through it. Then, you know, you have the other side going, you know, look, you know, skilled doctor doing it. This happened. Patient understood that this could happen. Patient wanted to proceed. We had to proceed. We were worried about cancer. This was a difficult decision for all of us on all sides, but we thought it was worth the risk because he had cancer, blah, 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 blah. We did this. And the jury's like, well, you know what? I mean, they tried. They did the best they could. You know, what would you have done in that situation? So, when you do sign these consents, many times you don't get to have an attorney there. You know, many times you're scared. Many times you're like, oh gosh, you know, I have to, sign this away, and I'm in a gown. I'm naked in this gown. I'm cold. I'm about to go in for surgery, and I'm signing all these consents. It's not the most ideal. Now, a lot of surgeons are having you sign your consents before. Okay? This way, I notice a lot of surgeons are letting you, when you come in for your pre-op, okay, they have you sign a lot of your consents there. You're in a nice warm room, you're dressed, you're comfortable, you have family, you have nurses around, you know, so then everybody could say, look, you were of sound mind, you didn't feel like you were under duress, etc. And then you sign some surgical consents and some other consents when you're at the hospital. But, you know, you're really not consenting that you could die or they could kill you. You're just consenting that you understand there could be risks. And, you know, you're hopefully not going to go after the doctor in the surgical center if that happens. Again, if the doctor was negligent, something was grossly negligent, that consent may not hold enough. All right? Water. Let's say the doctor was smoking weed. Okay? You know, does smoking weed affect your brain? Well, apparently in this study, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, scientists at the Universities of Texas and New Mexico found that the drug actually does change key structures in the brain and causes your brain to, quote-unquote, shrink. The gray matter, these are the cells that kind of deal with a lot of the information, the gray matter of the brain. The connecting part is like the white matter. You have the white and the gray. The gray, the outer part, was shrunk. They found in people who use marijuana heavily. What's very interesting is they found that the white matter, the connection part, grew to compensate for the loss of gray matter. But they say eventually that white matter breaks down too. So they did brain scans, and they had reviewed 20 years of prior marijuana research, and they published this last month. I believe it was, let me see here, they published, oh no, there was another group of studies that I guess was published finding that 1 in 6 teenagers who use marijuana become dependent on the drug. 1 in 10 adults do also. The review also suggested that marijuana in teenagers will double the risk of them developing psychotic disorders like schizophrenia. Now, the authors of this study warn that people who take marijuana in heavy quantities for prolonged periods will have damaging effects that are long-term. They found that if you smoked marijuana 3 times a day, you had smaller volumes of the orbitofrontal cortex. This part of the gray matter is involved in mental processing and decision making. Now, your white matter compensated by increasing connections, all right? But they think that those connections break up within 6 to 8 years of you using chronic marijuana. What they did is they looked at MRIs and they, studied the brains of 48 adult cannabis users who were aged 20 to 36, and they compared them to 62 non-users. Now, the damage to the orbital frontal cortex can also change your personality. They said it could put you at risk for psychopathic illnesses and diseases, you know, like schizophrenia, etc. And the younger you are, I think the worse, the more risk you had in terms of getting psychosis. So, you know, for those of you that go, you know, well, marijuana, it helps my memory. It helps me relax. You know, we need to study this more. I was being interviewed today by KABC discussing medical marijuana and, you know, studies and, you know, well, we've been studying it for years. What's going on now? Well, now, you know, now we're able to study it a lot more. And what we're going to have is the advantage of these retrospective analyses where people who were afraid to admit that they were pot smokers for 10 years will now admit to it. People are now being very, even in movies, they're like, you know, okay, well, you know, let's smoke a joint. I mean, you know, in the older days, smoking marijuana was like, oh my gosh, like remember 9 to 5? You know, the women had to hide out, you know, to smoke some marijuana in the garage or whatever. It was a very, very private thing. I mean, now it's just out in the open going, you know, I think even regular TV, you know, I'm going to have my drug dealer at the wedding. I don't know. I heard some commercials. So now you're going to have people very, very open about their use. So now we may be getting better data. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI on this beautiful Veterans Day. I know a lot of you guys are dealing with the cold, so keep warm, keep safe out there. And again, thank you for all who are serving and who have served in the military. And thank you, families, too, for all your sacrifices as well. All right, so this is kind of this is interesting. Not that I'm a fan of people videotaping secretly. That always gives me the creeps and the heebie-jeebies. But a hotel guest left a video camera running when he was out of the room at an unidentified hotel in the United States. And it was supposed to be a pretty common chain, all right? And his laptop camera was recording. And the video showed the housekeeper coming through and kind of rifling through his suitcase and trying to access things in the suitcase and his computer. YouTube user Vince Stravix, I guess this video has already more than 1 million views. He wrote on YouTube, this happened on the 5th of November, 2014. I was staying at a blank hotel and I kept all of my items, You know, all of his items were just kind of laying out in his room. You know, the laptop was to the side, etc. And he said, keep your items hidden in the trunk of your car or at least hidden from view. So you see the housekeeper kind of enter the room, you know, kind of goes into the bathroom, starts cleaning. And then you start seeing her go into the suitcases, just starting to shift through the suitcases. Then you see her kind of go to the laptop, start to, you know, mess around on the laptop, and then you see her, and you're like, oh, no, maybe she's not messing with the laptop. Maybe she's just cleaning the table that the laptop is on. But then you see her grab one of his, Kindles or, it's smaller than, maybe it's an iPad, I don't know, look through that, and it's weird. And then I guess she was examining the game console, the PS3 and the games, and it doesn't look like she was, it didn't look like she could tell she was being filmed. I mean, she's staring right into the laptop, looking around. I'm like, okay, well, she's got to notice that. It's like maybe there's a red light flashing or something. But then she went, grabbed a tablet device, et cetera. Then she went, made the bed. And then she went to the suitcase, started looking at stuff in the suitcase. Just very odd. Very, very odd. Now, the hotel guest didn't identify the hotel brand or the location. He says this is not updated or the video was not uploaded to incite a witch hunt or boycott. Employees are never 100% controllable and they will never be because people are not robots. Okay, well, anyway, that's what he said. But he said the purpose of his video was to make people aware of what goes on in hotels when you are not around. Now, I think many of us have had issues. I had some jewelry. Luckily, a lot of it was costume jewelry. But I had a bag of jewelry, costume jewelry, and makeup for a wedding all taken. All right? And, I mean, that's a few $100 worth of stuff. All right, so I talked to the hotel, and they go, well, maybe she thought it was garbage. I go, then let me look through your garbage. So I was in the hotel garbage looking for it, and I couldn't find it, you know, and they wouldn't do nothing. And it was a major chain, you know, and there was nothing we could do. And that's really, really frustrating because, you know, I live in Las Vegas, and I have a lot of patients that work in the service industry, and I trust them wholeheartedly. I mean, these are good people. I always tell everybody to tip your housekeepers. You know, we used to tip housekeepers. People don't do that anymore because there's no ashtrays in the rooms. And I've never noticed that in Vegas because I do a lot of staycations. I've never seen that in Vegas, but I've definitely seen it in other areas, and I'm sure it could be everywhere. But don't think that anything is safe, and that's very, very frustrating. You know, you see in movies that make fun of the TSA where they're going through your luggage and they're, you know, taking iPads and then taking it home. And I don't know, wasn't that on Orange is the New Black where, you know, she stole an iPad from the suitcase? Now, I'm not saying TSA agents do that, but, you know, you always hear reports, yeah, something got stolen, something got broke, something got cracked, somebody messed with something. You know, people are people. And, what I would recommend is, you know, anything that's, you know, really important to you, you bring with you on the plane, like your kids. Don't pack your kids in a suitcase. Just bring your kid with you. But, very interesting video. But then on the flip side, guys, remember, you're being videotaped. So if you're, you know, straightening your bra or, you know, scratching yourself or whatever, you know, nowadays anything could be videotaped. And these laptops are open. You can't tell that the camera's on. You know, it's noticing. I'm looking at a laptop across my studio and the screen is black. Okay, the screen is completely blackened out, probably because it's on a pause or, you know, when they go into sleep mode. But that camera could be on, you know, and I don't know if I left it on or, I mean, I'm sure it's not, you know, because I do Skype interviews a lot from the studio. But, you know, I'm looking at that and, you know, it's very easy for us to be videotaped at any time. You know, I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI. Well, all cameras are on Dr. Craig Spencer today. Dr. Craig Spencer has been officially cured of Ebola and is leaving Bellevue Hospital today. Fiancé Morgan Dixon cannot be released, unfortunately, until November 14th. All right, that was the fiancé that stayed with him after he had come back. He's a Doctors Without Borders, and God bless Doctors Without Borders. He had come back from an Ebola region in West Africa and had been taking his daily temperature like he was supposed to, but he had also enjoyed life. He's back home, and he's with his fiancé, et cetera. Unfortunately, started to have a fever, immediately reported it, went to the hospital, and luckily we don't know of anybody else who has been affected. All right, he's 33 years old. He was isolated in Bellevue Hospital. He was treated with Nancy Wright Bowles serum. And thank God he, you know, made it. So right now we are assuming that everybody is currently Ebola free here in the United States. They say, unfortunately, he can't have sex for the next 3 months because Ebola can live in the semen. Now, one of you had asked a while back when we were talking about this, can, let's say you try to empty yourself out a little bit more frequently to speed up the 3 months. I would say the answer to that is no. Okay? Because if it's living in certain areas, prostatic fluid, testicle, I'm not sure where it could decide to possibly harbor. Okay? I don't think you could speed things up. Okay? In fact, I would probably say avoid any excessive shock to the system. That's what I would probably say. Okay? And let your body make sure it's still fighting what it has to fight. All right? He had round-the-clock treatment for 19 days. Given the all clear, his fiancée is going to remain in the house for the next 4 days because she is still considered an infection risk. Actually, maybe 3 more days. Now he has antibodies to protect him against Ebola. They say he will not get Ebola again. Since he's not having fever or active symptoms, he is not at risk to the community. Although, I would recommend, you know, some people say, well, great, so whoever's immune, go back there and help. Okay, yeah, that's great and everything, but, I mean, he's got to be exhausted, and he's still kind of weak. And we talked about the post-Ebola syndrome that many people have once they have Ebola. The other thing, too, is, you know, if Ebola mutates, okay, you know, even though you should be immune to the current strain, if Ebola is mutating, you could still, you know, come down with that. Just like flu. A lot of us get the flu, but you could still get the flu the next year. Okay? All right. So we'll keep you posted on any new information on that. Apparently, that's what's working. Amber Vinson, Nina Pham, NBC cameraman, Ashoka Mukpo, Dr. Wrightball, Rick Sakra, they all survived because they were treated with a blood transfusion from a survivor. One of you had asked, how the hell does that happen if everybody has different antibodies or blood types? How do you give type O or type AB to B? Well, one of a few things. Either A, Nancy Wrightball was type O, so they could use her blood and then donate it to whoever, or they spun it down and are only using the serum with the antibodies and not the red blood cells. That could be how it's going. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dalia coming up, 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.